This is a download from LBC. Steve Allen's Little Bit Extra.
Morning, everybody. Welcome along to your free podcast. Wednesday, 24th of April. I told you. What did I say to you yesterday? I said Danny Dyer is going to go up the wall once he discovers that Danny Dyer, the barmaid, is hanging around with another bloke who appeared to be holding some very suspect powder in a little plastic packet. This will be the second bloke that she's hung around with. And I'm beginning to wonder, does she have a problem? Either way, this is going pear-shaped. And I'll tell you for why. Because Danny Dyer is going to be doing something with Prince Charles. That's Danny Dyer, the father. They're going to do a programme about whatever it happens to be. And I'm thinking, would the royal family really want to be associated with somebody whose daughter hangs around with people who have little sniffy problems? Know what I'm saying? I think we all know what I'm saying. But her parents are furious. Absolutely furious. And either she's incredibly stupid, because the last one, the pen salesman, I mean, nobody bothers with him at all. And Jack Fincham, that is. He's been spotted for the first time. Dipstick, honestly. Still got the slight problem, have we, Jack? I do hope not. I would like to think not. And also, I would like to think that the latest, Sammy Kimensi, who's apparently a stockbroker, the parents have said he's a wrong'un. Well, if that little packet is to be believed, he's definitely a wrong'un. But there again, I don't think Danny Dyer really gives a flying forex. She couldn't care less. However, father might be worried. The royal family might now be worried. You can't have somebody hanging around people who might or might not do drugs. Not good for the royal family's image. Holly Willoughby goes off for kickboxing classes. I've seen people doing kickboxing. It's okay. I can cope with sort of kickboxing. But she's wearing a mesh top and leggings. That's what Scottish boy wears. He likes that. He likes mesh. You like mesh tops, don't you? And leggings. You've got leggings at home? Have you got... No? You know when you go to the... You've got leggings. Leggings. They're like... Leggings? What do you mean, what are they? They're leggings. You know, you pull them up like tights. Do you not... Like, slightly thicker. Yeah. But you can get them in Lycra. And so you pull those on. Cyclists wear them. Cyclists wear leggings. Producer would be wearing those. No, no, we don't want to see that. He has walked through the office in them before, I believe. Kelly Brook putting her eye-popping curves on display. She's opting for Riviera Chic. She's ever so sweet, you know. He's wearing legs. No, he's not. That's his legs. I didn't know what he was. I can't work it. Has he got tattoos on his legs? You haven't got any tattoos, have you? No. Your parents would go up the wall if you went home with a tattoo. Can you imagine? They'd be going, what's that? And you'd be going, tattoo. They'd be going, out. Yes. His parents keep moving every time he goes home. He thought he lived in Aberdeen. Turns out not. Elton John wanted the Rocketman biopic to be as honest as possible because the lows were very low. There's a man who knows about drugs. Old Elton knows all about drugs. The highs were very high. But he's 72, you know. What would he do if he didn't play piano? He'd just disintegrate, I suspect. Charlotte Crosby, she's the one with a real minging face. She's got sort of a little sort of, you know, there's nothing really interesting about her and sort of fake hair. And she's got a little boyfriend called Joshua Ritchie. We don't really know what he does. He's Series 1 runner-up and an MTV film crew. How dreary. Two boring people on the same MTV documentary. I think we've had enough of these sort of things. It turns out these people don't do anything. They just burst into tears. The other day, it must have been an old one, mustn't it? Because Arj was quite slim on Towie. And he was obviously going out with Lydia Bright, who's really Lydia Dim, because she's about the thickest person on the programme, together with just about everybody else on there. And then it sort of cut after they were started, she like talked like that, you know, like talk like three-year-old. And he's like, you know, he thinks he's really funny. Unfortunately, he's got zero personality, as has been demonstrated on Good Morning Britain. But there you go. You know, just book him in. He doesn't do anything. He doesn't do anything at all. That's what he does in his life. He either that or he drags himself around behind... what's her name? Gemma. And they had a bit there where it was Gemma Collins sitting on the sofa. I assumed she was sitting on the sofa. Difficult to tell. And then Bobby Colnoris. Bobby Colnoris, very, very camp boy. And then his ex-boyfriend turns up, who was Harry, who's related to Amy Childs. And it was like listening to 2 3-year-olds. But I really love you, Bob. I love you. I don't want to go out with nobody else. And it turns out that Harry has been sleeping with his ex-boyfriend behind Bobby's back. So Bobby not at all happy about this one. It was just like watching a complete meltdown. But I love you. I love you more than anything else. And I'm thinking, God, small wonder that Bobby Cole Norris can't find anybody. He turned up on another programme the other day. It was like dinner dates. And Bobby turns, hello, why? And I'm thinking, God, you'd have slammed the door in his face straight away. Go away. He can't find anybody. You know why? He's boring. In fact, even Harry said he was boring, very dull. Plastic surgery has made me happier, says Megan Barton Hansen. Hasn't improved your looks, though, darling, has it? And she wants to go back under the knife at the age of 19. A very stupid person. Oh, no, she's 25, actually. So she went under the knife at 19 and she hits back at being labelled fake. No, you're just an over-made-up old tart. That's all you are, dear. You know, I've seen you without all the makeup on. Whew, scary. Zara McDermott hints she's dating Dolly Murs when she giggles, because she's not bright. Are you going out with Ollie? That's what it's like. Seriously, you're dealing with people. And then she goes on to the Victoria Derbyshire show. They can't get an audience, can they? They're struggling on that one. Never mind. Suran Jones has a very steamy lesbian romp. Getting a lot of lesbian romps recently, with an aristocratic lover as she portrays the first modern lesbian, Anne Lister. Oh, right. Well, there you go. I'm sure somebody knows what it's all about. Emily Atack confirms a new romance with Rob Jowers, I don't know. And here she is. She's, I don't really know where her career's going, not really. She did a, all she does is like little photo shoots. Not really a career, is it? Amber Davis, leaving 9 to 5, the musical, alongside Louise Redknapp. In fact, that's all they get, is pictures of either Amber or Louise Redknapp coming out the stage door. Well, what can I say? Trini Woodall, filming for This Morning in a red halter-neck dress. She's slightly odd, isn't she? Grappling with her jacket. She's 55 now. I'm not sure if that's mental age or whether or not, you know, that's sort of adult age. And Katie McDermott's boyfriend, who's called Miles, why? Because he looks like he's far away, says Kendall Ray Knight is more attractive than her, as the Love Island star brands Amber Davis Series 3 Katie. He's a bit of a fake looker, isn't he, really? Miles Barnett. What in God's name is he doing? He's, we don't know where he's come from, actually, but they went on Jimmy Carr's Your Face or Mine, which is about all these poor planks can get. They can't get anything else. They go out there, then they became, you know, then they end up with no money, and then they all end up sort of, it's just all dreadful. Game of Thrones star Maisie Williams has hit back at fans' claims that her sex scene was uncomfortable by joking nothing is more awkward than her parents watching it. Well, you had to do it, dear. Nobody made you do it. If that's what you have to do for your career, you have to do it. You know, sorry, it's nudity. Oh, OK. Will it be close set? No. We've all seen tits before, dear. Come on. OK. OK, is everybody else going to get naked? No. No. I'd love to do that. I'd love to do a naked programme. We did it once in our pants. We did the whole programme in our pants. Me and the producer. No, not you. Oh, God, no, definitely not you. We wouldn't even be asking. Seriously, we don't want to embarrass you, do we? No, this is a friend of mine who's got an interest in the underground. At least that's what he told me. Zac Efron delights football fans as he models a Spurs shirt and cheers on the team. Go on, you Spurs! Go on, you Spurs! Like that. They play Brighton at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. I like Zac Efron. Didn't Bear Grylls take him away and they did something naked? They did a big bromance, yeah. I think, to be honest with you, I think that's quite a nice thing. But he takes them away. And when he does these things, they all do it naked. And the reason being, he said, once you're... Larry Hagman, who starred in Dallas, he used to have all his business meetings in a hot tub naked. He said, because once you've stripped away the clothes, he said, people can't hide anymore. I've tried it round here. It's not working. I have to be honest. Nobody's buying into that idea. And here we go. They're opening some sort of restaurant, Mike Thalassitis's Essex restaurant, set to open with all proceeds from the launch donated to a mental health charity in memory of him. I suspect they're opening it because they've gone so far down the line. What can they do? And so all the proceeds from the launch weekend, we don't know what it is. We have no idea. And that's it. So it's called The Skillet. But as I say... I don't think it'll be there in a year's time. People are very fickle nowadays. They really are. Britney Spears' boyfriend, Sam Asghari, assures the fans the singer's doing amazingly well because she's checked into a mental health facility. She's had this breakdown before. This is not the first time that we've had this with Britney. Danielle Lloyd, racist, unveils her Dubai wedding album. And as I say, nobody gives a stuff, dear. We all remember Shilpa Shetty. Her boyfriend's an electrician. That'll go down well, won't it? And anyway, they had to delay their wedding because she became pregnant with the first child, Ronnie, who's now two. But they're still together, aren't they? They were at the Burj Al Arab Hotel. Good. Stay there. Holly Willoughby went to the Maldives. £3,000 a night. I mean, but she's loaded. I mean, she's seriously rich. They seem to be very happy, don't they? She gets broody every so often, wants another baby. And her husband is the producer, Dan, of that ghastly Celebrity Juice programme, as well as a few other little things. It's very nice. They've got their own swimming pool in this Maldives thing. £3,000 a night, so they stay there for maybe 2 weeks. You know, 14 nights times three is, you know, cheap. Cheap. Why shouldn't they do it? She works all the hours God sends. James Blunt makes a very X-rated joke about his sex life as a fan asks for advice on wooing women with music. And he showed off his sort of signature. I like James Blunt. I think he's nice. But he took his level of banter up a notch. Viscountess Weymouth offers a glimpse inside her very lavish Easter celebrations because they live in Longleat House. And, I mean, it's a mansion. Longleat is huge. And so they were all there. Emma married, I think it's Celyn Thin, Viscount Weymouth, 44, in 2013. I mean, there's 130 rooms in Longleat. It's a big place. And they've got their own section in there. Lily Collins joining on-screen lover Nicholas Holt at a photo call for Tolkien. I don't know anything about... Seriously, I know nothing about Tolkien. I've never seen the blooming thing. Harry and Meghan post a sweet message wishing nephew Prince Louis a happy birthday with lots of love, despite reports of a rift. They're still running with this rift between the Duke and William, because I think the sooner that they actually go abroad, the happier everybody will be. That's the way that the newspapers seem to be interpreting it. Freddie Mercury's handwritten Queen concert set list goes up for sale. This is from 1978. And We Will Rock You, the opening number with Brighton Rock and Somebody to Love following. And they reckon $35,000 it can go for. I wonder who had that. That's an interesting one. And Danny Dyer denies cheating on Jack Fincham and rants, I'm going to lose my S dot dot T. What a difficult one, isn't it? Try and work that one out. Oh, stop it. Stop it. No. Anyway, it's now been deleted. After she was seen kissing her stockbroker ex. That's the one with a little packet of white powder. You stupid woman. Stupid, stupid woman. I hope it collapses around your ears. I love the way the father has advised her to stay away from him. I think a good slap on the back of the legs, darling, and tell her you'll be kicked out of the bloody house. Jacqueline Wilson reveals she's very, very worried about transgender children taking hormones and the consequence of having bits lopped off at a young age. I don't think it's quite as simple as that. They don't just lop bits off, do they? I think it's carefully calculated. We could send Ollie over to... Poor Ollie. He's done his hand in, poor Ollie, hasn't he? We don't know what he's done. I mean, it's too worried. Has he broken it or something? We don't know. Might have burnt... Oh, don't talk to me about burning. I know all about burning. Also, Dragon's Den have appointed a crafting guru, Sarah Davis, the youngest ever expert. Woo, she's big. Woo! Why is it all people who do craft are really piling on the pounds? Talisa suffered a reaction to lip fillers. I'm trying to persuade the producer to have a bit of cosmetic surgery. You know, try and get some looks going. Also, Alan Shearer steps out with his daughter Holly, enjoying to be honest with you, I wouldn't even know who he was. He walks down the street with the photographer. That's about it. Jenna Coleman, the young Vic Patrick Marmion reviews All My Sons, a stellar old Vic debut for her. You ever been there? You should go. You should go. It's a great place, actually. Great place. And it's got Sally Field in it, because she came in to talk to us about it. Serena Williams says she makes sure the quality of her fashion line is fit for a princess. Okay, great. Emma Thompson, sorry, darling. And, you know, you flew in on an aeroplane 5,500 miles. Doesn't wash with the British public. Emmerdale star Sheila Iqbal claims she didn't know the true meaning of her racist and homophobic tweets. Really? It's no good playing dumb, I'm afraid. She used both the N-word and gay when she was attending Rochdale. She was fired. Although, strangely, the bloke in Coronation Street and another one in EastEnders both have used offensive language. They're still there. So why do they fire her? No idea. But definitely the bloke needs to be fired from EastEnders. Alex Jones showing off her baby bump. Well, it's about showing off the baby. She's just sitting down doing a programme, dear. And then she heads off on maternity leave. Bye. What are they going to get in to use it, to do it? Kate Middleton takes snaps of the children and says she's improved over time. Yes, she has. And Stacey Dooley, filming a new documentary in America. Perhaps she'll stay there, making a dig at ex-Sam amid the Kevin Clifton romance. Boring. Boring. Dullsville. Dullsville. Have a great day. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning. What have we got tomorrow morning? What's tomorrow? Thursday. Oh, we haven't got anything to do tomorrow, have we? Day off. We can go to the park for a picnic. No, not no. You're not invited. He keeps trying to get invited to things because I've got things going. He went, so I can come. No. Imagine, because, I mean, he doesn't hold a conversation, bless him, with sort of people. I might have to prompt him. Tell them about Aberdeen. You know, something like that. And then he'll go, I come from Aberdeen. And then we'll all go, you do one-word answers, don't you? I mean, you're not exactly brimming with personality. I'm not being rude. I'm just telling you it's a fatal flaw. So we would have to rehearse lunch if we were going to do it. We'd have to sort of, you know, I will then say to you, oh, so you're part Armenian. You then go into the bit about Armenian and you can book your holiday through this company and all the rest of it, OK? Then when I kick you, then you stop talking about that. And then we maybe find something else that you can talk about. It's not working at all, really, honestly. You do your best. You do your best. Listen, I've got to go. I need a cup of tea. So I'll talk to you tomorrow. Don't forget, lbc.co.uk. Download the LBC app. You will not regret it. And it's free. Free, 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 free. Have a great day. Talk to you tomorrow. Tell your friends.
If you enjoyed this podcast, listen to Steve Allen live from 4 a.m. Monday to Friday and Sunday from 5 a.m.